This is AJ Fredrickson sitting alongside head coach of the SCSU women's hockey team here on St. Cloud's campus, Eric Rude. Coach, we're back in the swing of things. The ice is frozen, locker room's ready, sticks are taped up. You guys faced the South Korean national team this past Friday. You pulled away with a pretty nice, impressive win. Came down a little bit closer after you outshot them by a substantial margin. What are your takeaways from last week's matchup?
Well, it was just nice to get everyone back on the ice. In an exhibition game, that's what you're looking for. You're looking to get everyone some minutes and then see if any chemistry, you know, maybe developed over that. But really, just you try to get a feel for what you need to work on for the next week. And I think, you know, you use that game as a tool, and then you watch the video, and then you kind of plan your week accordingly and try to tighten up on certain things. And with 12 new faces in the lineup, we found out we got a lot to work on in a positive way. I mean, there's a lot of things that we can clean up very quickly that'll help us in our overall team game.
And you mentioned that you guys are already looking at film from last week. Was there any big aspect of your game that you are focusing on in practice before your series this weekend?
I don't think there's anything like specific that showed up. At this point in the year, you kind of still have to work on everything. You're trying to get your systems in. You're trying to get everyone on the same page. This year, even more than ever, like I said before, with 12 new faces, that's 12 people that aren't quite used to the way we do things, whether it's just the way we run practice or certain systems that we're running. So it takes a little longer in a year like this to get everyone on the same page and get real tight. But I'll say this, after watching the tape, there certainly were a lot of positives offensively that we haven't seen in the past that we're excited to build off of.
And there's obviously some fresh faces in the locker room this year, but as well as some returning ones. If you were to compare this year's team to last year's, I know we're very early in the season, how would you say it stacks up against last year's? Is this a team that's greatly improved in some aspects, whether on the defensive or offensive side, or is it similar in structure?
I would say it's quite a bit different. I mean, we lost a lot of seniors and we brought in a lot of new players, and so it's quite a bit different. I think for the first time since we've been here as a staff, we have quite a bit of depth up front. And I'm not saying we have mega superstars up there, but we have some real good players that are going to improve our depth. And on a shift in, shift out basis, we're going to have a much better chance to score consistently, I believe, with this group than what we've had in the past. I think we've kind of been relying on one line or like a line and a half the last 3 years to create offense, and that's really tough when every team can match up their top defenseman and top defensive line against one line. It's really difficult to score, and so I think what we've seen so far is that we have the ability to have some more depth up front and more competition for the lineup. When you know you're going to play every night, practice is a little different. Now, when you're fighting to get in the lineup, you know, there's certainly a little more urgency in our practices, and I think that's a good thing for our program.
So with a lot of depth on this team, especially with the big group that came in this year, you said 12 newcomers. Have you seen anybody that stepped up as a big impact player, either in the locker room, on the ice, or both so far early in the season?
Well, I think so far, we only have three seniors, and I think they're doing a great job in terms of leadership and bringing the group together. It's a difficult year to be a leader because, you know, you got a lot of new faces and trying to get everyone mesh, and I think they've done an outstanding job in that department. I think when you look at some of our returning players, Jana Haig, Hannah Patrick has certainly worked on their release and their shot over the summer, and that's showing. Rachel Herzog had a great summer, and she's come back and ready to have a great sophomore year. I think she looks very strong coming out of the box. And the freshmen, it's tough. You know, you see nine freshmen, and it's a lot of new faces. But I think Laura Kluge certainly is showing some of the ability that we hoped she would provide. She's a little older. She's from Germany. Their schooling is a little different there. So they graduated like a year later than a typical U.S. Senior. So it gives a little bit of extra experience. She's played in the world championships. She's done a lot of things. So I think her transition looks like it's going pretty smooth.
And then let's focus on your matchup this coming weekend. You're taking on the University of Connecticut, another great program in the NCAA. How do you think you'll fare against them, a team that you haven't played in recent years, at least from my records I couldn't see, dating back to at least the 2012-13 season? This is a new look and some good competition before NCHC play, or WCHA play gets underway. Excuse me.
Yeah, no, it's I think we're it's a great opponent for us. They're a very good team. They have two lines that are really good and a very strong D corps. So I mean they're coming in coming off a very good season last year, so they're looking to kind of slip into that top echelon of college hockey. They've done a great job building their program, so it's a great opponent. There's nothing better early in the year to get a good non-conference opponent. Where obviously it's important and you want to get as many wins as you can, but at the same time it's a great time to experiment because these don't count in our league standings and towards playoffs and that kind of stuff. So it is a chance to keep experimenting with some line combinations and get some people some ice time, and that's the way we're going to treat this weekend.
All right, thank you very much for your time today, Coach, and good luck this weekend to you and your team. This has been Head Coach Eric Rude of the SCSU Women's Hockey Team here on KVSC.